Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
It's only April, and our public figures are already acting up. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm playing a little game with our hosts, David Figler and Sarah Lohman, that we're calling They Said What? And yes, it is a riff off Sam Sanders' podcast game, Who Said That? But play along and see if you can figure out who in Las Vegas said these notable and outrageous things. It's Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Sonia Cho Swanson, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. David, Sarah, hello. Are you ready to play this game?
Is there like a game-specific theme song, a catchphrase?
David, our resident vocalist.
Oh, you're making me sing a song. They said what? They said what? They said what?
We're grooving.
They said what?
Bum, here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Boom, boom, boom. So the general gist here is that I'm going to read a quote from a Vegas notable. It's going to be something that's been in the news, you know, been across the socials, been on the kind of general public mind from this year, starting in January.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And then we're going to do Jeopardy rules. I'll finish the quote. And then once it's done, you get to shout your own name to ring in. Just like we've done before in past games.
I'm really nervous about this one.
We do these games now and again, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but
David,
you're so connected. And I'm so like, hey, want to hear about something that happened in 1922? So
I literally live in a wormhole. And these are just the things that are on the wall.
Wormhole in the center of Las Vegas.
If it's any consolation, Sarah, if you've been following our FNRs, which I know you have because you've been on most of them.
Literally my job, yeah.
You will probably be familiar with most of these. And that's also a heads up to our listeners if you're playing along. So if you want to pause and go back and listen to all of our FNRs since January, you can also do that.
Yeah, just pause and do that.
All right. You ready? You guys ready for question number one? Quiz quote number one.
Meh. Yes.
Here we go.
I'm actually excited about this. I don't know why. I don't know where that's coming from.
It is. It's the tension of the game because there's winners and the loser.
We're very competitive.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down
to. That's what I love. That's what I love to see. Okay, here we go. Number one. We hope you'll excuse our growing pains while the blank went through their awkward phase. We're thrilled to report they've matured into one stacked snack.
Oh, Sarah.
Go ahead.
That was the infamous Nacho Gate scandal at Fountain Blue. I don't remember who said it, but I assume it was like the hospitality manager.
It was their Instagram, an Instagram post from the Fountain Blue on January 25th. Nacho Gate.
I'm feeling bad about myself because I literally was the member of the team who went down there.
Reported on that story.
To report on that story and order the nachos and eat them for myself.
You did,
damn
David.
Me. But my head's not in the game all of a sudden.
I know. So I want to do fact check the accuracy of this statement, David. Would you agree that they had matured into one stacked snack?
Yeah, it was a one stacked snack.
Okay. All right.
It was a good nacho. I mean, there's nothing great or special or noteworthy, good or bad about it. They had just made a regular plate of nachos. Very different from what the original product, for sure.
That's fair. That's fair.
A chorizo slider nachoette is how they were describing it.
Oh, yes.
Horrifying.
I love that. That was the name of my first band. All those words.
Okay. Nacho Gate from January. These are not in chronological order, by the way. So just, you know, a little hint there.
It's January already. Time flies.
But I did start with January. Okay. Here you go. Number two, quote, you'd be like, why am I on fire?
David,
go.
This comes from the OSHA report on the boring tunnels. These were the workers who said, why am I on fire with all this stuff splashing on me?
I'm sorry. This was what someone said in reaction to having toxic sludge splash in their face is you'd be like, why am I on fire?
Yes.
Yeah, because it was like seeping up into their you know, unprotected areas. And they're like, why am I on fire? Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
I work for the Boring Company and their sludge is filled with chemicals.
Whoever said that, bless them. That's hilarious and so real.
So it is from an interview with Business Week that one of the tunnel workers was quoted as saying, yes, why am I on fire? So yikes. Horrifying.
Although that could have been from the nacho gate, too.
Yeah.
Depending on if you ate the chilies.
Or every time I eat at an all-you-can-eat buffet in Las Vegas.
Right, oh, right, right.
That's never going to get old, Sarah Lohman. Never, ever, ever.
Quote of the year. Why am I on fire can be applicable to too many situations
so many
in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's very true.
All right. So we've got Sarah 1, David 1. Going on to number 3. The quote is, we like the sound of that, right, Vegas? Yeah? Yes? Are we alive back there, Las Vegas? How we feeling?
David.
Sarah.
Oh, I heard David first.
Shoot.
David.
Now, I'm not going to remember who said it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to remember it was a person at the Chamber of Commerce economic event talking about Las Vegas, and they were introducing the idea of the A's coming here, and there were crickets in the room.
Crickets.
But I can't remember who the person was who said it.
She was an MC, and I don't actually have her name on hand. In most of the media that I found about this, she was not named. And I think, honestly, it was a little bit of an embarrassment, so I will leave her unnamed at this moment.
Poor lady. Las Vegas A's. Well, currently the Nowhere A's. Fascinating.
Oh. Or the Sacramento A's.
They're not even considered. They're just adrift.
Ah, the adrift A's. Ooh, that's kind of a poetic version.
And why do the A's have an apostrophe? They shouldn't.
It drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Now that I think Rob pointed it out in the newsletter, it's driving me absolutely nuts. I realized it's the first time I really thought about that it wasn't a possessive.
Right. Maybe if they come to Las Vegas, we have to stipulate that they have to remove the apostrophe.
Great.
Interesting. I like how you throw the if in there now.
Yeah, if. Well. Let's see. Okay.
Oh, I liked if we let them.
that was
our full quote. Sonia Schroeder Swanson, CityCast podcast.
CityCast. Let's go to number 4, David 2, Sarah 1. So question number 4, quote, I've lived in this town this year 60 years, and so I know the town like the back of my hand. I personally think they've got to figure out a way to stay in Oakland and make their dream come true.
Shit, I was supposed to wait till the end. I just fucked on Jeopardy rules. David,
that's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
Go ahead.
Put a challenge in.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Sarah, jump in. Just say your name. Yeah.
Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And it's Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
That is correct. That was Mayor Carolyn Goodman on the podcast Front Office Sports Today. The episode was published on February 6th. She later did dial it back a little bit. So the podcast quote, the quote from her podcast certainly did make waves. And people were like, oh, my God, even the mayor of Las Vegas wants them to stay in Oakland. So... yeah, she did kind of walk it back a little bit after that.
Although I bet she would change her tune if they like actually were planning to relocate in the city of Las Vegas.
Maybe.
City limits.
Or maybe she'd come down harder and say, no way.
No, I think she was like a little bit of that was...
jealousy,
well,
you think?
A lot of that was logic, but a little of that was sour grapes that the county gets it and the city doesn't.
This next one, I want to make it clear that this is very much a quote that anything that we stand behind.
Oh, it's going to be messy.
Yeah, we already know.
It's messy. All right. Here's the quote. It doesn't matter what race, sex, anything you are. There's something known as the First Amendment, freedom of speech. I see it as a man masquerading as a woman. If
Sarah,
he has not had his, you know
finish,
what?
Sarah.
I thought the quote was done. I thought it was done. That's
how
about,
it
I,
went
how about
on
I give
forever.
You a? I'll give you a thumbs up when it's done. How's that?
Okay.
If he has not had his, you know what, cut off or anything, he's still a man. So I will say, a man masquerading as a woman, no matter what. That's the way I see it. That's the way I will say it.
Sarah.
David.
I heard Sarah first.
Man, that, I didn't realize it was as long as horrible as it was, but that was what's-his-name on the Nevada Board of Regents making anti-trans comments.
Yes.
I want to do a half point because I know who what's-his-name is.
All right, go ahead, David. You can jump
Patrick
in.
Patrick Boylan, but
Sarah did jump in and she got the context right. So we're going for context
his
here.
Name doesn't
up.
Deserve I remembering.
I give it up.
So I just have to say, went to that really interesting panel conversation last week. The series at UNLV is called We Need to Talk About, and this one was We Need to Talk About Being Queer in Las Vegas. And his comments kept coming up, and one of the most beautiful things that a participant said, their name is AJ they're at the center, at the LGBTQ center, said, we need to have, it's an elected position, and we need to have people who love young people in these roles. And I thought that was really resonant, because it certainly does reflect that you don't really like young people if you're like, I don't care. You're a man, right? Mm. It came up a lot last week.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it's the Meta System of Higher Education Regent Patrick Boylan made this comment during public comment during a public regents meeting on March 1st. So now there are calls for his resignation.
And it is an elected position. So
it is an elected position.
Get out there and vote, and vote in some loving people.
Yes.
He's not in this election cycle.
He's not in this election cycle. Right. So that's what, hence the calls for resignation. All right. So now we have Sarah at 3 and David at 2. Are you ready for question number 6?
Look at you, Sarah.
Look at Sarah.
Okay. Here we go. This is a short one. What leadership? Corruption and bought by crooked JV and his mistress Nisus?
David.
David, go.
This was the burner account that's been attributed to Jesus Jara, the former now superintendent of Clark County School District.
Correct. And what a mess. What a mess.
Both he and what's his name for the Board of Regents need to take note that freedom of speech, yeah, makes you can say anything and not be arrested. Well, not anything. But freedom of speech also means we get to react to it. In
yes,
this
you get
case,
to be held accountable.
And hold people accountable. Yes.
You know what it would have been funny is, like, he had to negotiate his severance package. The original one was rejected.
Right.
And so they had to have it. What if they put like a little incentive clause on there? It's like, I know you want more money. We'll give you $5,000 more, Jesus, if you just admit that you were that burner.
David, that's such a lawyer's tactic. That's lawyer David coming right
now,
out.
Now, would he do it anyway? Would be so greedy? He's like, doesn't even care. It's like, yeah, it was me, even if it wasn't.
Probably.
Or would he like, yeah, you got me. Give me the $5,000.
I don't know.
You can't talk on your finstas. We know it's you.
You know what? We'll never find out, probably.
Now we'll never know. Oh, they let him go too soon.
Alas, the saga of the burner account is left in January. All right, next quote. So, David, that now you're tied again with Sarah. This is a real neck and neck race here, 3-3.
It always is. And then Figler comes in and gets me in the end. So I'll see if I can hang on here.
I have faith in you, Sarah.
Thanks.
You're a real Las Vegan now.
Thank you. It's official. Uh-huh. David Figler says so.
Right now, on this podcast, on this day.
He's a local celebrity and cultural icon.
Sorry, I was gurgling on my own disgust with that comment.
But question number 7.
Here we go.
The hospitality here, you outdid it. I think it's safe to say the blank looks forward to coming back.
Sarah.
Go, Sarah.
That was some dude on the Super Bowl committee. He was really amped and the Super Bowl went really well and he was congratulating us in a thank you speech.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give David, because you, it's not the Super Bowl committee. That is incorrect.
Oh, is it the Raiders coach?
No. David, do you want a chance to jump in?
Yeah, I'll jump in. I mean, I'm pretty certain it's going to be Carrot Top, because everyone knows that he is kind of the shadow mayor of the whole valley.
Are you throwing this? Are you throwing this match, David?
No.
Don't you dare!
Was it Steve Hill, the LVCVA CEO? And
that is incorrect, you guys. It was NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Goodell.
Sure.
So Goodell. Sports guy doesn't work.
Well, so the issue is that the Super Bowl committee is made up of Las Vegans, and this is the guy who makes decisions for the NFL from the outside.
Both lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wasn't the Raiders coach.
Although I was closer with Carrot Top.
I'm sure that in his heart, Carrot Top said this. So, yes.
All right, we're still tied up then.
Win in your heart. Mm. So this is the last question. And this is the tiebreaker question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
This is a long one.
Okay.
So hold your horses.
Give me a thumbs up at the end of the quote.
I will.
Okay.
Like you. But your guy is an effing rank amateur. He hasn't operated a lemonade stand, much less a complex operation like you're about to open. He's running around ham-fistedly trying to poach people under contract, which is a surefire way to turn the town against you. Rein him in to stop the damage you're doing to your business.
Sarah!
David.
Oh, Sarah, jump
in. It's the win CEO.
Correct. Yes.
Played by David in the dramatic reading. played by David a few weeks ago on FNR.
It was brilliant.
I mean, it's almost like I couldn't buzz in because I was that character in our FNR.
This is true. You'd already embodied his
essence. Who uses the word ham-fisted anymore? I mean, it's wonderful, but it's a real 1930s, like, this ham-fisted fella over here.
Yeah.
So that was the potty mouth text exchange with CEO Craig Billings of The Win.
The Win, who was texting with the Fountain Blue CEO. And these came out in these lawsuit documents that were published on casino.org on March 19th.
Is the Fountain Blue a messy casino that lives for drama? Because they've come up twice.
So. They have been the source of much delight. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I'm sure you could get even more quotes. Like
they're
all
your
the
chaotic friend.
When they talked about all the high level executives who left on their own accord.
Right.
Oh, but did you see a decision was made in that court case? A judge says that Fountain Blue has to stop poaching from The Win, poaching their execs.
Is there like a distance requirement maybe? Like they could be like 1,000 feet away with a sign that says we're cool.
We're hiring.
As opposed to like going in there and like literally poaching.
Who knows? But all I can say is may the Fountain Blue drama be a gift that never stops giving.
Yeah.
All right.
Wrapped up in a bow tie.
Exactly. A blue bow tie. Sarah, you are our winner today.
Congratulations, Sarah Lohman.
But of course, in the history of all of our quizzes, you're still winning, Figler. You've got 2 wins against my 1. So I guess we're doing best out of 5 at this point.
Okay. We can tally up the actual wins. You know.
All I can say is bring it.
Bring it. We'll do some more of these. Well, thank you all for this rousing competition. Let's see how round 2 goes, shall we?
Yeah, I love these quotes. People keep saying outrageous things out
the
there.
Memories.
That's mm-hmm. my request to all of the city of Las Vegas.
I mean, they will.
Stay quotable.
It's one of the things that's most beloved about this place is that it's a little bit nuts and people say and do insane things. That's part of the beauty of living here. It's part of the joy.
I enjoy good shit talk.
Mm-hmm. We'll quote you in the next one, David.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'll probably get it wrong.
All right. Well, y'all take care. Thanks again. And I'll see you very soon.
Bye, Sonia.
Bye, y'all.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, go tell a friend. Tell 3 friends. Then rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care. I'm recording. Back up recording.
I'm recording as well.
Recording.